now.
Fucking wedding planners can do one, mate. I don't get fucking how they can. You know what? Prices that wedding planners give you are so extortionate, they make estate agents seem reasonable.
Well, can we start right at the beginning? What exactly is a wedding planner? Like, I know, you know, I know what it's, but what exactly does a wedding planner have to do?
Well, that's the thing. It's like they do everything that you could just do yourself, right? And they basically coordinate with like wedding suppliers. Like they sort out like the cake, they sort out the decor, they sort out the venue and the catering and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, they're just fucking bell ends, mate. Just shit that they.
Well, so you don't pick the cake.
No. You can pick. You tell them what cake you want, and then they can do it for you. Or you can go directly to the suppliers, who also are bell ends because the prices are so extortionate that it gets passed on to the wedding planners. Yeah, it's just dumb stuff, man. Like I remember going to a wedding fair. My girlfriend dragged me to them and met this one woman.
I'd love to have seen you getting dragged around a wedding fair.
Yeah, mate, I miss Super Sunday, mate. I can't remember what match it was, but I miss football thinking this is bullshit, mate.
What the hell is a wedding fair?
Oh, where are you going there? Like, a room full of like pretentious bellends trying to get money out of you for dumb shit, mate. So it's like an exhibition. You got like people who do cakes, people who do like wedding dresses.
Be like a doily expert, or this person does special wedding cutlery. This company does fucking teepees.
Oh my
for
god,
woodland weddings.
Did you go, Paul?
What do you think?
Did you go to a wedding fair?
Did I fuck? Did I absolute bollocks?
Yeah, see, I wish I had that willpower, but because I'm a pussy, I was like, yeah, sure, babe, sounds great. And yeah, mate, we met this one person who was doing cakes, right? she showed us this cake. It was basically, you know, like wedding cakes, normally like 3, 4, 5, 6 tiers. It was one tier, right? It looked like a Tesco cake, right? And then she was like, so prices start from £995.
I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
Exactly.
No, but this is a wedding cake. Yeah, the ingredients aren't any different, are they? It's still egg, flour, and sugar. It doesn't cost you. It's not fucking. Do you know what I mean? It's not come from the Isle of Wedding.
For that kind of money, there must be cocaine in that cake, mate.
Exactly. Oh, this is a special cake. There's nothing special about it apart from the price.
Exactly. It's a cake. I'm going to Tesco and get it for like 12 quid with my club card, mate. You'll charge me a grand. I mean, like, most of the guests at my wedding are going to be like black and Asian. So there's already diabetes wife. I'm not going to pay a grand to kill off my wedding guests.
This is the thing, though. You can't. Good luck getting a Tesco cake on the table on your wedding. It's like, oh, no, it's got. It has to be. Well, it's got to be from this special. Yeah, we had sticky toffee pudding as the dessert at our wedding. And that was, you know, absolutely lovely. But I mean, it cost 5 times the price of any other sticky toffee pudding I've ever had.
Just because it's a wedding, isn't it? I know.
Just because it's wedding sticky toffee pudding. Shut the word wedding in there. Whack the price up.
That's all it is, mate. If you
That's what we're buying like- at the moment. Wedding petrol. That's what it is. That's how they could calm down the nation. Just whack the word wedding in front of it and everyone would be...
Yeah, Edinburgh or wedding on a word and yeah, the price goes up.
And how often are you dealing with your wedding planner?
Well, you know what? I've scrapped the wedding planners, gone direct to the suppliers, but they've been dickheads as well because it's everything just so expensive.
You sacked the wedding planner.
I mean, I scrapped them off. I mean, they came to me proposing to do stuff and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself. But it's still everything's just stupidly expensive for no reason. Like at least like, okay, if you buy a house.
Are you now
a
wedding
house.
Planner? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, a minimum charge, 25 grand. No, everything is just so expensive. So I thought I'll just do it myself. I'm going to the suppliers myself. But even then, it's still just like wedding videos and photography, for example. Right? They charge you like...
Nathan, I think you should leave her. It does not sound worth it.
You know what? I'll be honest. There have been times when I've seen the price of something And then I looked at my girl and thought, is it worth it though? Seriously, I mean, I love her, but you can put a price on love.
That sounds like, what's that L'Oreal advert, because she's worth it? You should start a divorce lawyer's company and have the advert, because she's not worth it.
Yeah, no, I generally have, like, I'm spending too much money here. What am I really getting out of it?
Oh, God. I really hope your wife-to-be does not listen to this conversation.
Yeah. Nathan, are you like Paul? Are you tight?
Oh, yeah, I'm a cheapskate.
Oh, sure. Sorry. Sorry. What that should have said, Nathan, is, are you like us tight? Sean is tight, but thinks he isn't. It's
what
bizarre.
What are you talking about?
You are. The thing is, you're actually tighter than me, but like somehow just keeps calling me tight. It's such a weird thing. You've got like, you know, like body dysmorphia, where people look in the mirror and see like a different body shape. That's what you're like with tightness. You've got tight dysmorphia.
But how tight are we talking here? I mean, do you buy a drink? Do you buy rounds on a night out? Both of you?
Always. Well, yeah, always. I've not been married. Thank
Don't
God.
Do it, mate. Don't do it.
Thank God. I mean, you're not making it seem any more appetizing.
I don't see the hype.
Yeah, I think what you need is just someone that's going to come in and just sort of like, you know, unfortunately, that's why wedding planners work at such a premium, because what they do is hassle.
You know what I think's best? Just get family and friends to do things. Like, and like bring food and stuff and like...
I mean, think about that conversation you have when someone says, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And then you think, should we just get a takeaway? Do you know, like, you're like, so, like, imagine the hassle it is to go, like, to decide what you're going to have for dinner, then to go and get all of the ingredients. That's just dinner for two people or however many people are on your house. Imagine having to coordinate that for... You know, Nathan, did you say you got 200 people coming to your wedding?
Yeah, mate, don't remind me, mate. Bloody my girl. See, that's another thing. My girlfriend, right?
It's not fucking Glastonbury. Yeah, you're like Michael Eavis.
You know what? It's my girlfriend. I love her, but fucking say no, you prick. Like, she doesn't know how to say no to people, and she wants to invite, like, the whole world. I'd be happy for, like, five people, right? But
what is the split? So of that 200, how many are your guests and how many are her guests?
So I'm... on 80, she's on 120.
You're starting on...
Sorry! Whoa! Did you just say 80?
Yeah, I'm on 80. She's on... But, okay.
I don't know 80 people. I'm not joking.
Yes, no, you I'm do. Not,
I don't know 80 people.
Of course you do.
Of course you must do, bruv. Come on now.
80 people? I'm not... All right, well, I'm certainly not friends with 80 people.
80 people.
I've tried to be... But yeah. They're just not going for it. 80 people.
Yeah. No, 80 is fine, isn't it?
I think that's mend. I certainly don't like 80 people. Oh, you don't like 80 people, do you?
Why do you keep pointing the gun at me?
I'm coming here to side. I'm looking for some backup. You surely don't. Do you reckon you like 80 people?
Okay, I can easily narrow it down and trim it down to a solid 25 if I have to. Right, but thing is, black people in weddings. When they hear the word wedding, you get black people coming out of the woodwork who claim to be your relatives, right? Because they hear the word wedding and open bar, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, you're my cousin, second time. It's like the shit episode of Who Do You Think You Are, basically, right? WhatsApp groups.
Oh right. My god. Oh my good god.
I mean, what is that? In agreement, or do you like WhatsApp groups?
In full agreement, yeah. Certain ones.
Yes, I mean, I am. I'm very intrigued.
Okay, so I fucking hate WhatsApp groups, right? My girlfriend and her family, I don't know if they're just bored, but they just love creating WhatsApp groups for no reason. Like, just give me a call and talk to me if you need to, right? So I looked it the other day. I'm in about 20 WhatsApp groups, all right?
Yeah.
15 of them are because of my girlfriend.
Mate, Nathan, I really don't think this marriage is going to work out.
I could hear the cogs turning when you said that with Sean. This is like... What? Give us a couple of names of these groups if you're happy to go public with them.
Like, absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Let me. Okay, so one is this is just called family, right?
Okay.
One is called food, which has nothing to do with food. It's just it's one section of her family. Who she likes. One is called cool kids with it's cool spelled with a K, which is not cool. And it's basically just me, her brother, sister, some cousins, and two aunts, right?
And what's the chat in there? What's the kind of, what was the reason that it was set up?
I've no fucking idea, man. I mean...
The cool kids?
I think maybe we had, I know what it was. We had like a Secret Santa a few years ago, right?
You're in a WhatsApp group called The Cool Kids that's with your Mrs. Auntie. Nathan, I hate to break to you. You are quite possibly the uncoolest man I've ever met.
Mate, it's worse. I mean, okay, I'm in one, right, which is just for, like, baby pictures. Because basically my girlfriend's cousin had a little boy about 5 years ago, and then last year she had a little girl. And just a WhatsApp group, just pictures of the baby.
Oh, my God.
I know. It is,
haven't you got like a WhatsApp group? I assume that this WhatsApp group isn't full of like, you know, orgies and... Do you know what
Not in the baby
that,
one, no.
You know, like, but you know, like, so, you know that WhatsApp group. I'm not actually in one anymore, but they, you know, the WhatsApp group where suddenly you'd be having lunch and you check your phone and then it's a bukkake.
Yeah, that's the boys group. Okay, I've got a boys group. Yeah, but that's what I need. I've got a boys group, and then maybe one other with like my brother.
So the bukkake one would be in the boys group.
Yes, that's the lads. That's the boys group, right? But that's just one group, okay? But it's dominated by like my girlfriend's like other groups, like yeah, the baby pictures one. I'm in one. She set one up called Paint Party, right? She asked me to help paint the dining room, me and my best friend, and then she made a WhatsApp group and called it Paint Party. There was no party.
The ones I don't like. I mean, it's been a while now because I sort of feel like because I'm a bit older, I've kind of passed through the sort of wedding phase of life. But like, you know, when you go on a stag do and people you don't know get added to the group come in all guns blazing.
Oh my god!
Here he is. And everyone like this is Jeff. Jeff's like no introductions necessary. I think this next picture will tell you everything you need about, you know, it's a picture of Jeff from sort of like, I don't know, Spearmint Rhinos in 2007 getting I don't like being in WhatsApp groups where there's loads of people in there that I don't know. Yeah. I will say that.
Yes.
Like, oh,
man,
everyone can see your number. It's like, I don't want these pricks to have my fucking number. But then have you ever tried leaving a group and then they just add you straight back?
I don't. I've never had the guts to leave one.
I've never left a group.
See, why not? See, that's the thing. Like, for some reason, it's kind of like social rules. Like, if you're added to a WhatsApp group with all these random people, that's fine. But then if you leave... You're the rude prick. I didn't ask to be here in the fucking first place. So how am I the rude one? Yeah, try and leave it and see if they add you straight back.
Yeah, I don't want to run that. I think I'd be too paranoid that I'd leave and then they'd just be in there going, thank God that prick's gone. That is, I think that's what stops me leaving WhatsApp groups. Paranoia.
I've tried leaving so many of these groups and her family, they just add me back.
Her family add you back?
Yeah, my girlfriend or a cousin or someone will add me back.
This really isn't what I thought was coming when you said WhatsApp groups.
What did you think was coming?
I thought it was going to be like the stag do. I mean, I keep saying bukkake. I don't know. I've never actually seen a boat.
Just learned the word bukkake? He's just trying to get it into every conversation, regardless of whether it's like...
It's a good word. It's a shame it means what it means.
It is a good word.
It's quite a nice sounding word.
I wonder what its origins are.
It sounds like a martial art.
I was going to say exactly that. It sounds like it comes from like a kung fu film.
Bukkake. I'm into bukkake. I've got a black belt in bukkake.
Oh, man. I would love to have the guts to call like a show that. Picture me in a karate suit covered in jizz. Paul McCaffrey, black belt in bukkake. Oh my god! If I was a porn star, that would be my name, Paul Bukkake. That was the brilliant Nathan Caton there. If you haven't seen him do stand-up, first and foremost, I urge you go and watch him. He is an absolute murderer when it comes to stand-up comedy. Absolutely. I've never seen him not smash every gig he does.
Yeah.
Give him a follow on social media and all of that stuff. And also, if you are enjoying these short episodes, there's loads more. Sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/WUIN. You get an exclusive... it's about an hour and a half episode each and every Monday morning. It's a great start to the week. It works out to be the price of a coffee a month. It's about £1 a week. It is great value. Patreon.com/WUIN for exclusive extended episodes every Monday.